relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Corporate terrorism is congressional lawmakers threatened by Marriott and Blue Cross. The world's largest hotel chain, Marriott, says it will halt campaign donations to any lawmaker who voted against certifying Joe Biden's Electoral College results. Healthcare giant Blue Cross Blue Shield says it will do the same, falsely claiming that to even disagree with the 2020 results is, quote, undermining democracy, corporate America.
You recognize that voice, don't you? That's the great Lou Dobbs, one of the few good guys left at Fox News. Also works with us at Salem. And it's happening. Corporate America is going on the warpath for political purposes. I've just been texted by a very senior individual, one of the biggest gun manufacturing companies in America. Gun manufacturing. Not a small industry in this nation. 3 million guns sold just last month in America. 3 million. And he's texted me, AR-15.com. AR-15. So the AR-15 is the most popular rifle in America outside of the 22 long rifle. It's the most popular rifle. And AR-15.com is, yeah, it's simply the most influential website on that rifle that there is. They have just been booted. They've just been cancelled off their web hosting service, GoDaddy. Yeah, GoDaddy, the monster of web hosting URL companies, has just nix them like that. Okay, we're going to get to your calls, but first, a couple of texts. Okay, sorry guys, I haven't been as good as getting back to you as quickly as I used to, but I had an excuse. It's called the coronavirus, but I'm going to answer every single one of your texts, and I have been, slowly but surely. But the ones I get during this show, I try and pay attention to, and here's a couple. Number one, Sebastian, I'm reading a lot that says Trump gets 4 more years. Any truth to that? Is it possible? None. I would love to say it is. I would love to say that the man I currently work for, because I worked for him in the White House, but also I am a presidential appointee in the Defense Department on the National Security Education Board. Just this weekend, on social media, I posted a beautiful framed certificate of presidential appointment arrived from the Pentagon. I have to frame the one I got from the White House myself. I'm fine with that. But the Pentagon, I guess, has a little bit more money. And they sent me my framed presidential appointment commission to the DOD, National Security Education Board. So he's my boss. He still is. And I would dearly love for the most successful president of the modern age, the most pro-life, the most America First we've had for generations, to get 4 more years. But he will not be sworn in for a second term. He has conceded. Don't listen to me. Watch the video. There will be no insurrection act. There will be no troops deployed across D.C. to capture servers in election centers around the nation. It's not happening. And if you believe it, you have a problem. I have a problem with you if you believe it, because you're hurting the president and you're hurting America and you're hurting the conservative movement. You may not want to hear this, but I want you, my friend, to live in the real world. The president has conceded. After the events of Wednesday, he recorded a very brief video. We played it on the show. You could hear the audio. He said there will be a peaceful transition of power to the next administration. It's done. It's over. You have to move on. However, it's not as bad as you think. I want you to stop. Just stop listening to the crazies, including Linwood, including General McKierney. They're either lunatics or deliberately trying to undermine the conservative movement. I don't know which. I wrote to the general the weekend. He responded, and I was not impressed with his response. I think he's just... Anyway, I'll leave it at that. So why is it not as bad as you may think it is? Yeah, I've been attacked on social media. I've lost 50,000, 60,000 followers in just the last 3 days. Others have been shut down. Parler, the First Amendment alternative to Twitter, is dead. It's gone. I don't know why they relied upon Amazon for their servers, but Amazon has made them impossible now. There are others. I think Gab's out there still. There's Clout Hub. We're still up on Rumble for our videos. So there are alternatives, but they're not competitors in terms of scale to Twitter and YouTube, but it's okay. As another person just texted to me, and this is fabulous. No name. Guys, if you text, give me your name, okay? Give me your name. Just give me a call sign. It doesn't matter, so I can just say hi. The number is 703-869-1262. 703-869-1262. This anonymous person just texted me 9 minutes ago. Did Martin Luther King have social media to change America? No, he didn't. Great point, my friend. Do you know what Martin Luther King had? He had telephone trees. Do you know that's how they actually organized the initial bus boycott of the segregated buses in the South? The local pastors, church leaders, activists like Martin Luther King, the great Reverend King, just phoned around on telephone trees, one phone to another, like Chinese whispers, like that telephone game. And they organized the bus boycott until the local bus companies started to go under. There's no Twitter. There was no internet. So guys, it's all doable. Might be hard. May take longer. Did you see Tom Fitton at the weekend? Somebody on Fox asked him, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? And he says, snail mail. I'm going to write to people. We're going to send out mass mailings. You think Tom Fitton's giving up? A judicial watch? I guarantee you something. He's not. Why else is it not so grim? Historic perspective. I love America. I chose America. I'm a legal immigrant to the greatest nation on God's earth. And yes, I'm worried. I'm seeing things. I'm witnessing events I never, ever in my wildest nightmares expected to see in this country. But at the same time, I'm a student of history. I used to teach in college at national war colleges. They criticize Americans for having the shortest attention span of any nation and the lack of historicity in our comprehension of everyday events. And that may be justified. But let's just think for a second. You don't even have to go back 50 years. Just go back 12 years. when a man who radically wanted to transform this nation, and who actually said he would, he said this is now the fundamental transformation of America, when he ran as a senator from Illinois, a man who had been raised on the most outlandish, extreme concepts from Saul Alinsky and the radical left, when that man, Barack Hussein Obama, came into the White House, he had it all. He had a plan, and he had every lever of power. Not only the White House, not just the most powerful office in the world, not only the House of Representatives that controls the budget of the most powerful nation there is, he had the Senate. And not with a small majority. He had a bulletproof 10-seat margin in the upper house. Did the world end? Did Donald Trump not win 8 years later? Guys, they don't have a majority in the Senate. It's 50-50. Every time they want to ram something through, Kamala Harris is going to have to get in her armored limo and go to Capitol Hill to cast a tie-breaking vote. It's not going to be easy for them. Especially because I'm not giving up. Are you? I think I know the answer to that question. Stay with me. It's going to be tough. It's going to be fun. And we're going to win. Next, the one and only Howie Carr here on America First.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
That shouldn't be a controversial thing, my friends, being on the side of the U.S. Constitution, but every day it seems that are fewer and fewer people, especially in this stinking cesspit that is Washington, D.C., that wish to see our republic run by those principles. One man who I know stands by every single day is New England's undisputed talk radio king, good friend of America First. You know him as Howie Carr. Howie, happy new year and welcome to the show.
Happy new year to you. Not so happy so far, but maybe it'll get better.
Maybe it will. We shall see. Howie, I've been trying to spend the day doing what I think is the most important thing for conservatives to walk the line. I mean, to stay in a fighting mood. We are happy warriors, as Ronald Reagan taught us. But to cleave to the truth, never to exaggerate for the sake of exaggeration, never give in to conspiracy theories, because there's so much garbage out there on the internet. I have to ask you, as one of the people who embodies that bright line of cleaving to the truth, I read a letter on the show last week that you had posted, that you had found on the internet, which gave a reaction to the events of the last few days. Will you give us Howie Carr's reaction to everything that's happened since Wednesday in our nation?
I, like everybody else, I'm stunned at the hypocrisy of the left and the media, but I repeat myself because they're just attacking Trump for things that they've been doing, and he actually did much less in his speech last week to the crowd than they have done. I mean, you know, Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House.
Yes.
And he said I want you to go down there to the Capitol and demonstrate peacefully and patriotically. And you'll notice, I just heard Rush Limbaugh mentioning this today, that none of the left-wing media are playing the actual sound cuts, you know, because there are no sound cuts. I mean, don't you think that if they had, a sound cut of him saying something like the black radical did in the 60s, violence is as American as apple pie, don't you think they'd be playing that around the clock? No, they're not playing it around the clock. And you know, for Amazon to go after Parler, I mean, that's shocking to me, because the owner of Amazon is Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. He's a publisher.
Yeah.
Of a very important American newspaper, and he's depriving other Americans of their free speech rights. I mean, it's really astonishing. And then this whole impeachment thing, this is just driving me crazy. I started doing some research. It reminded me of the old days of Oliver Cromwell in the 17th century, and you know history.
Oh, yes. I had to study Cromwell in my British school days.
Yeah, he wasn't a friend of the Irish people. Let me put it that way. Among other people, he wasn't a friend of, including the English monarchy. But this guy was the dictator of England, and he died, and so his dictatorship fell apart, and the monarchy, the Stuarts, came back, and they dug up his body and those of his supporters in Westminster Abbey, and they tried them, even though they were dead. And then they dragged the corpses out after they were convicted. I guess they observed the right to remain silent because they were dead. They hung their corpses up. And, I mean, this is just the new variation on that, what they're going to do. Trump is going to be out of office, and they still want to impeach him. This is insanity.
And let's just have a role reversal. We're talking to Howie Carr. Follow him right now at Howie Carr Show on Twitter. He's also on Parler. If the positions were reversed, Howie, and we had people we violently disagreed with, is there anybody on the right, and I don't mean the crazies, I don't mean QAnon and the wackos, the people with the little frog emblems on Twitter, is there anybody who is above the age of 18, who's got a triple-digit IQ, who thinks that a problematic, in our opinion, a problematic left wing would be more reasonable if we shut it down, if we made lists of them, if we made it impossible for them to make a living? Is there anybody amongst us, Howie, who would think, yeah, that'll end well?
Right, exactly. It's like the black Al Sharpton type minister in Tom Wolfe's book.
Yes.
You know, they ask the Reverend Bacon, you know, they say, what are you into? And he says, I'm into steam control. You know, when the pot is boiling, someone's got to take the lid off or the pot's going to explode. You know, and you're right. I mean, that's what happens. The Wall Street Journal said it today in an editorial. I mean, this is just going to, if you drive everybody underground, it's just going to be a mess. You know, I mean, whenever you outlaw something, it's going to lead to, it just leads to people becoming outlaws. That's all it does. And now basically what they're saying over the last couple of days is they got to outlaw free speech.
Yes. Not only that, if you're looking for a job in the private sector, if you've left the Trump administration, we're going to make, I mean, Forbes, there are people at Forbes saying we will make it impossible for you to get a job. Howie,
I know, where is Steve Forbes? Is he still alive? I remember having him on my show way back when he was running for president. I thought he was one of the more conservative Republican candidates. And now this corporation is acting in this regard.
Yeah, that's the big question. What is the role? We've got 2 minutes left with Howie Carr in this segment. What is the role of sane conservative voices right now, Howie?
I think you just have to fight the power. Go back to that old 60s slogan, you know, and just try to get through this thing. I think this is a case of severe overreach, like 2009, you know, when they had control of everything by much wider margins than they have now. And the president of the United States was not a basket case, basically, the new president, incoming president. And they tried to push through Obamacare, try to stay the course and remain strong and fight back at every level and try to keep and try to organize rival social media and social organizations. I mean, you know, this is the thing too, that they keep talking about how Americans are splintering into various groups. There's basically no mass media anymore. It's just all it's just a million radio stations, internet, TV stations, YouTube. This is just going to make it worse. This is just going to segregate people, not by race, but by political belief. And we just have to, try to live through it. Just try to get through it. That's all.
It's not just the Democrats. It's the people on Silicon Valley who are much more powerful, who are literally pouring gasoline onto the flames. They clearly have no understanding of what they are doing. The book is The Brothers Bulger. You can read him in the Boston Herald and listen to him every single day. He's Howie Carr. Follow him on Twitter and Parler. Howie Carr Show. We'll be back with Howie after these messages. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
He was in college 30 years ago, and he looked at the firearms market in America, and he said it wasn't good enough. And he revolutionized it with his canine design, the super compact, high-quality polymer-frame pistol. His name is Justin Moon, and he created Kahr Firearms, K-A-H-R. Kahr is a U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who's in this fight for America with us here at America First. Kahr makes patented, high-quality pocket pistols at the best prices. Visit K-A-H-R.com today to find the right one for you. That's K-A-H-R.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming for now on YouTube, on Facebook, but we're also available on Rumble, and we are so excited to be back with the king of New England talk radio. He is Howie Carr. Follow him at Howie Carr Show. Read his writings at the Boston Herald and his books, especially the Brothers Bulger. Howie, where should they get those books?
Should they probably try to get them at your local bookstore rather than Amazon. The books that I've written myself and published myself, not the Brothers Bulger and a couple of the other ones, but books like Kennedy Babylon about the Kennedy family scandals, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the store. Those are good buys. Don't go through Amazon. If they want to kill us, you know, you don't have to boycott them, but you just don't have to patronize them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get some coffee. I have an espresso machine, and I get the capsules through Amazon. But I can get them. You know what? I can order them directly through from the manufacturer. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Why am I helping Jeff Bezos censor my First Amendment rights and 75 million other Americans' First Amendment rights? We all got to start thinking in these terms.
It really
do it to us.
It really makes no sense to fund those who wish to silence you. absolutely right. Howie, what is the future? I think you're right. We've got to calm down. We're going to count to 10. We've got to take a deep breath. I've been saying, for the last few days, Obama had 60 senators. He had the House. All he did was that disaster Obamacare, which the president nixed. The 50-50 setup in the Senate is going to be very hard to drive through the craziest things. So calm down, everybody. But things are dire when it comes to the First Amendment. What is the future of the conservative movement as you see it as an observer of decades? And what is the future of Trumpism or the America First concept?
I think a lot of it depends on just how much they overplay their hands. And right now it looks like they're going to overplay their hands a lot. And so we just have to prepare. And, I think if I had to make a recommendation, if Dr. Carr could make a recommendation, I would say avoid watching the TV at night, and avoid getting worked up before you go to sleep at night and, watching all this nonsense unfold. I was off for a week at Christmas, more than a week, and I didn't turn on the TV except to watch an occasional football or basketball game. And you know what? I was much calmer afterwards. You could still keep up with the news. Definitely listen to talk radio, or if you want, or a podcast, or read up on the internet. But I mean, there's no need to just watch TV around the clock with to watch this insanity unfolding.
It's funny you say that. I found myself last night on Twitter, and I caught myself getting agitated. And I said, stop looking at Twitter. Don't.
Right.
That's the whole point of Twitter. That's the whole point of social media, is to agitate each side. Now they want to shut one of those sides down. But don't aggravate yourself. Listen to this man. Don't make Jeff Bezos any richer. Follow him on Parler, on Twitter if you must, at Howie Carr Show. Read him in the Boston Herald and read his books. But don't get them except at a local bookstore or at HowieCarrShow.com. God bless you. You are one of the few who walks the line every single day, and we are so grateful to you. Keep doing what you do. Happy New Year, and may it be a happier one than the last year. That's Howie Carr, one of the few champions out there. And by the way, what he said about himself goes for us as well. Everything we supply in terms of the truth, information, is available directly at our website. Cut out the big guys. Cut out the people who don't care one whit for your First Amendment rights. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And get the books, the articles, the segments. Actually, the show 24/7. How cool is that? Sebgorka.com. Back with much more after these messages.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Belief in God. The power of personal responsibility, hard work, and a good education. Living each day with a thankful heart. Are those your values? Well, they were the values of Herman Cain. And now we celebrate them as a testament to this great American in a new movie about his life. It's called Poor to CEO, the Herman Cain story, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, who also ended up running for the president in 2012. Check it out right now, only with us at salemnow.com. If you've had enough of the craziness of the cable news, of social media, watch something that feels good tonight. And get 20% off if you use my name. The film is the Herman Cain story, Poor to CEO. SalemNow.com. Stream it tonight and use promo code GORKA for 20% off. That's salemnow.com. We'll get back to your calls in a second. But let's go to somebody who's, I don't think he's voted Republican ever, probably. I know he used to have some friends on Martha's Vineyard, but not anymore. They have removed him from their social calendar. Preeminent lawyer, professor Alan Dershowitz, who had something to say about the Speaker of the House as we speak, formulating at least one article of impeachment again against the 45th President of the United States. Let's listen to somebody who actually knows about the law. Alan Dershowitz, Cut 8, Play Cuts.
In the leading case of Brandenburg versus Ohio, a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court basically said that what President Trump said on Wednesday, as much as I disapprove of it and many people disapprove of it on its merits, is protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. It comes within core political speech. And to impeach a president for having exercised his First Amendment rights would be so dangerous to the Constitution. It would lie around like a loaded weapon ready to be used by either party against the other party. And that's not what impeachment or the 25th Amendment were intended to be.
That's Alan Dershowitz on Maria Bartiromo's show. And he's absolutely right. There is a thread here. It's not just about political differences. It is an assault on the First Amendment. No crime was committed. And the president said, march peacefully, patriotically, to Capitol Hill. We played the video. And afterwards, after the violence erupted by individuals who may have been the president's supporters, or who may, as we know, at least three of them were Antifa and BLM, whatever, whoever the perpetrator, what was the president's response? Well, let's show you that as well. This is a brief video that the president posted after the violent events on Capitol Hill. Video cut to play cuts.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Go home and go home in peace. It's going to be very challenging to prosecute somebody, to try and convict somebody for saying, go home in peace. They'll try, but they will fail yet again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, line four. Welcome, Judy.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, I feel like a cooker pressure ready to explode.
Okay? Or even a pressure cooker.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Yes, you get the point.
We're here to help. Word order matters, but we get it.
Okay. We're not going to get lost in the weeds. Remember you told me that once.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. I'm Nemyo, okay? I'm not Nemyo, and I'm not Nem Happy. I'm Nem Happy. How do you say happy in Hungarian?
Bulldog. You're not Bulldog.
I'm Nem Bulldog, okay?
Okay.
How do you like that one?
Good.
Oh, God. I want to tell you something. Oh,
yes.
There's so much. First of all, I'm wondering, is there a point of no return with this communist takeover? Because that's what I feel like, with the total disregard for the truth and constitutional laws. And, Dr. Gorka, how do you possibly debate with liars? And how do you win with cheaters? You're talking about take it easy. But we're dealing with, there was so much cheating and fraud going on, irregularities, they want to say.
Right.
I mean, to the point where there's this one man who wants to take his case and has evidence galore, over 1,000 affidavits to a court to be heard to say something was stolen from me, and they don't even want to allow him to bring the case. And this is the president of the United States of America. The whole world is laughing at us. That's the truth, okay? And I'll tell you something else. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of John Solomon? John Solomon.
Yeah, I mentioned him on the show last week.
Where was I? I'm always listening to your show.
You mean the activist, the insurrection USA
yes.
activist?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, okay, fine. Yes, you did. But you know what? I'm finding out that he does a few videos. He trains BLM. He actually, January 1st, which is a few days ago, actually invited people, his people, to come, and he teaches them how to mingle in the crowd. Then I heard people calling, actual decent people
let me stop you, Judy. This is really important for those of you who missed it last week. So this is the left-wing, BLM, Antifa, whatever you wish to call it, activist who was inside Congress, not a Trump supporter, who was right next to that U.S. Air Force veteran as she was gunned down by that Capitol Police officer through the door. So there are a lot of questions. Will they be answered? Not by Muriel Bowser, not by the head of the police in D.C. We've got an unbelievable audio cut from him as well. But we are grateful, Judy, yes. That's why we're here, to give you the truth of what really happened. God bless you, Judy. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. It works for me and tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple of more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. That could be you. Find out. It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384 and order your 3-week quick starter pack right now. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Wall Street Journal reports that payment processing service Stripe has allegedly cut all ties with President Trump's campaign and shut down the campaign's payment processing service. This prevents the Trump campaign from accepting donations by credit card. Likewise, you heard the reports from our friend Lou Dobbs about how big companies, health insurance companies and others, are cutting their ties with those who support the questioning of the election. Our producer, Jeff, had a comment about that. Why did you say that was good news, that the GOP is not getting funding from big companies anymore?
Oh, I think it could be the best thing that happens to the party, and they'll have to get donations from real people, the voters.
I love it. He'll have to get donations from real people, the voters. That's crazy. Let's go to Leonardo, line 3.
Good day, happy warrior, Dr. Gorka. We're back in the trenches where we like it. I have to say something about you. You are a loyal Christian soldier, truth teller, and God bless you and for keeping talk radio as long as they're going to allow radio. Maybe they'll start jamming the frequencies. But I just had a quote that I think is important, and I'm sure you recognize it. If you tell a lie big enough and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And that was, of course, from the Nazi propaganda minister, Dr. Paul Joseph Goebbels. So your first segment, the intro on gaslighting, the entire country has been gaslit. And, of course, the suppression of the actual truth by the fake news and the techies, the high-tech censors. They're not only censors. They're actually, from a legal point of view, they're just like your local diner. They're a public accommodation. They're publishers. They're a public accommodation. And what they're doing is a trade infringement where they're canceling people, demonetizing people. And I thought perhaps you'd like to speak on that.
I will, especially in the next hour. I'll talk about the good news, though. Eric.
Yes?
What number did we just reach on YouTube?
28 million total channel views.
28 million. We have a theory here. I won't tell you who hatched the theory. But why is YouTube behaving a little bit better? Not much, but a little bit better than Twitter and Facebook. Because there's somebody out there called Rumble. And Rumble might be giving them a run for their money in terms of a platform for video hosting. And if you haven't done so, if you've subscribed to our YouTube channel, good for you. We love the numbers. God bless you. Hit the like button if you're watching our live stream. But we've got a backup in case they take us down on YouTube. Go to Rumble. Subscribe today. This is all free. Use every social media platform and podcast platform, because that's how we get the truth out. If you're on the line, Dave, Dennis, Mike, Abraham, don't go anywhere. This is America First.